When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Jacksonville as we get ready to move to the second quarter. And Sonny, thought a pretty good start for Mountain Home, both sides of the football. They moved the ball some. They played very well defensively the first time out.
Yeah, if you were looking at this like a prize fight, like we alluded to earlier, the first round was a draw. So everybody so far, you know, this, if you don't like defensive football, you wouldn't like this game. But, I mean, it's because people are playing well. It's not because people can't execute an offense.
From the 9-yard line, second and 8 here for the Titans. Trips to the left. Cobb's looking that way. And the pass is incomplete off the hands of Webster Banks, who probably should have hauled that one in. It's going to bring up third down.
Had a good chance to haul it in and make a little move out there. One change defensively. We noticed there on their final play of the first quarter, Dawson Tabor got rolled up on down there, actually on the fourth down play. And Dylan Pausch is in now at the defensive end slot for Mountain Home.
So third down and about 8 here for the Titans, moving left to right now in the second quarter of action. Trips to the left side again for the Titans, motion to the left side, and there's that sweep to the receiver who is in motion. He's going to be tackled at about the 15-yard line, fourth and short coming up.
It's going to be interesting to see if Jacksonville decides to try and go for it this deep in their own end. I know it's a short fourth and two, maybe fourth and one and a half, but they're looking like they're going to line up and run a play.
It is fourth and about a yard and a half here. Artabobo took the carry to the 15-yard line. Big play for this Bomber defense. They'd have great field position in the red zone if they can stop Jacksonville right here on fourth and about a yard and a half. The ball kept by the quarterback. He is going to be stopped at the 15, maybe the 16 with his progress. And he is going to be stopped short, and the Bombers hold as Jacksonville goes for it at their own 15-yard line, and they are stopped.
Great job on the defender to come up and make that tackle because he's an elusive kid. And make that stop here, that's got to make you have a jolt of energy on the sideline. Here you're getting the ball in your opponent's territory at the 15-yard line. You really got to got a chance to really set the tone if you can punch it in right here.
Got to take advantage of this, starting at your own 15. Vin Lee in a tight end now. Again, Sonny mentioned Tabor went out with what looked to be an ankle injury on the defensive side, so Lee is in at one of those tight end positions. First down from the Jacksonville 15. The Bombers moving right to left now. And the handoff is to Walker. Walker breaks a tackle. He's inside the 10, down to the 5, and very near a first down. Looks like he may have it just across the 5-yard line.
That time it went a little farther outside on that counter and broke it up into the defensive secondary. Pretty violent tackle, though, there at the about the 5-yard line. But he popped right back up, and now we got a first and goal situation.
Fourth first down of the night after the 10-yard run by Logan Walker.
Pope comes in at fullback. He brings the play in. Could be looking at a quick run up the middle. Almost like a split four defense there. The two defenders are leaving a little gap over the center.
And up the middle, the handoff, and that was that Hirschberger, Sonny?
I could not tell because the way they were pushing, I couldn't tell who had the ball, whether it was Hirschberger or Pope.
I believe it was Pope that had it. Hirschberger got up.
Yeah, I think Hirschberger was pushing him,
and
that whole line pushed it down to just about the 1-yard line.
4-yard pickup by Pope. So second and goal from the 1 now for Mountain Home with 10:26 left in this opening half. Bombers have moved the ball pretty well here in this first half.
Every one of their drives has gotten into Jacksonville territory.
Bode is in the backfield now at the fullback position. He gets the handoff. He goes straight ahead, and he is in for the touchdown. Brock Bode in from 1 yard out, his second rushing touchdown of the season. And the Bombers strike first here in Jacksonville. Comes with 10:05 left in the first half.
Now we'll have a change with the kicker, with Tabor going out with the injury. Carlos Cadena will come back in. Carlos, you know, was the kicker to start the season, and he's pretty solid on extra points.
So here's the kick from Cardenas, and it is good. So Bojay's touchdown run puts Mountain Home on top. It's 7-0 Bombers, 10:05 left in the first half. You're listening to Mountain Home Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you, because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, the Bombers on the scoreboard, 7-0 Mountain Home leads, and they take advantage of Jacksonville's decision to go for it at their own 15-yard line, a fourth and about a yard and a half, and they were unable to convert. The Bomber defense playing very well here tonight, Sonny.
Doing a great job swarming to the football, keeping the big plays out of the equation tonight so far. Be interesting to see what happens here with this kickoff, how we've been playing the short kickoffs lately. Without Tabor, who can put it in the end zone, we might see one of those sky kicks or squib again.
Bombers have only given up 13 yards of total offense on the first two possessions by Jacksonville. So Cardenas will kick off here for Jacksonville. 10:05 left in this opening half. And the kick is down the middle, and Bombers cover the young man who was trying to field that and hold him out at the 31-yard line. That didn't look pretty. It was Moore that caught it for Jacksonville.
Well, he scooped it up off the ground. They let it hit, and once it hit the ground, he just was starting to pick it up, and great coverage. They met him about the time that he grabbed the football. We heard you could have heard a groan from the crowd. We did hear it in here, but couldn't hear it through a crowd mic. But it was a pretty good lick. He got up, and we'll go on and play some football.
From their own 31-yard line, the handoff is Fortson, tries to bounce it outside. He does, and he is going to be chased down from behind, but he's got a first down run close to 15 yards on first down for the running back Fordson.
Adam Sorrells did a great job of coming over. He got him by the back of the jersey and was able to slow him up long enough to get some guys over to help clean up that play.
I'll mark it at the 45, so a 14-yard pickup on first down. They had 13 on the first two drives combined, and Fordson gets 14 there. First down of the night for the Titans.
Do not want to let him get ahead of steam, that's for sure.
We heard Coach Maddox talk about him in his pregame, so they were worried about trying to bring him down. First down for Jacksonville, 9:35 left in the opening half. Mountain Home up 7-0. The pass left side is dropped. Hit Eddie McCade right in the hands, and he was ready to run with it, and looking like he took his eyes off of it because he dropped it.
You gotta watch it into your hands before you run. That was one of those just quick turn and, you know, just fire it out there swing passes. They were lucky that that was a forward pass and not a lateral. Of course, we don't really want to see any laterals tonight here at Jacksonville.
We remember that a couple years ago, I guess it was. Second down and 10, and it's Fortson up the middle. He's going to be hit after about a 2-yard gain to the 47 and stopped there.
Good job to bottle them up and keep them there for the short game and put them in third and long.
Third and 8 now for Jacksonville. 9:09 left in this opening half. Mountain on with the 7-0 lead.
You know, Jacksonville is one of those spread teams that likes to get up to the line and then they look to the side to get the play after they've had a chance to look at some defensive alignments.
They signal it in from the sideline. Two receivers on each side now, and the left tackle just fell out of his stance, and that's going to be a false start now against the Titans.
Yeah, the Jacksonville did a little check with me when they get to the line of scrimmage, and then at this point they were making a change in the play call after Mountain Home adjusted its defense. And then a young man on the left side of the line just kind of lost his balance and fell forward, and all it takes is a flinch, and you can get that penalty for procedure.
three penalties for 21 yards now against the Titans. Third down and about 14 here. Back to pass, Cobbs. Looks right side, and it's incomplete. Almost intercepted by Blake Pope. He almost came up with it, so fourth and a bunch here for the Titans.
He had had a chance to pick it off and try to get his hands under it because it was a low throw, and it just kind of squirted between his elbows and hit the ground.
So Jacksonville is
showing
a half to punt. Yeah, Palmer, the one of those receivers, into punt here for the Titans.
And the Bombers are playing it in a straight-up defense just to be safe.
Nobody back deep. High snap. Palmer pulls it down, gets a high punt away. This is going to bounce at about the 30, the 25, and out of bounds at about the 24-yard line. And that's where Mountaineer will start with this next possession.
You know, one thing I don't know if we mentioned or not, or if I missed it when you mentioned it, you know, we're playing on a grass field tonight. You can kind of see, and it's been a long time, we don't see a lot of grass anymore.
No.
And, you know, tonight, you see ball bounces a little bit different. You know, we've got a crown on this field. And my stepson was talking to me, and he goes, they said Jacksonville's got a strange-shaped field, so it's high in the middle. I said, son, that's called a crown.
Yeah.
That's how they drain the water off of them when you have natural grass.
Players today aren't used to seeing that with the natural grass.
They are not.
Everything is turf anymore. So the Bombers with the football, thrown 24-yard line. And the play coming to the near side. Well, instead, Stockton keeps it. He's going to be chased down, a huge loss all the way back at about the 13-yard line. He's going to lose close to 11 yards on this play.
Well, that was another problem with the mesh, Brad. I don't know if there was confusion on what the play call was or who the actual ball carrier was, but they kind of bumped into each other. And once that happened, Stockton kind of started to drop back to get around him and clear it, and he just kind of kept on a backward arc, and Jacksonville ran him down for the loss.
Loss of 11, so it's second and 21 now for this Mountaineer offense. Under 8 minutes left in the first half. Mountaineer, the 7-0 lead.
Well, if you got any pass plays, right now is one of the times to use one of them.
Stockton rolls out to the right side. He's going to keep it himself. That was a design run for him that time. He's going to pick up about 5 yards out to the 18-yard line.
And that's how those plays are designed. At that time, you know, executed the fake well, was able to get around it quickly. And that's what happened the last play was they bumped into each other, and it throws everything off. And once that goes off, it's Katie bar the door on what's going to go on, whether it's right or wrong.
Third and about 16 here for Mountaineer from their own 18-yard line.
Now we have two receivers out wide to the right again. You could release Pausch at this tight end position right up the field.
Instead, the handoff goes up the middle, and it's going to be the fullback Pope that gets it, takes it.
Looked like one of those play it safe type things.
It was.
You know, just basically
set
run
up for the punt.
Yeah,
out to the 21.
Something like a draw or something like that. It's basically the same effect as a draw. Get the short gain, get a little more cushion to let Pausch punt it and see if we can get one of those good end over ends and so it can hit with the rugby style and roll.
Fourth and about 13 here. Good snap back to Pausch and gets the kick away. This is
the Bobo spiral
that's going
kick.
To return it. It is. Bobo's going to let it bounce inside the 40 down to the 36-yard line. Pretty good punt by Pausch.
Flip the field over and 65 yards away, so you're going to make them learn it. You know, that's the one thing that Coach Maddox talked to us about this week was he felt like there were a couple of times Pine Bluff, you know, hit that big play on us last week. We'd make them earn it. That, you know, there's so many things like whenever Pine Bluff scores on you and you give up an 8-play, 10-play drive, that's what you are aiming for. You know, a lot of bend but don't break. Got to see those things happen tonight. We already seen a couple of balls, a couple of passes hit the ground when the receiver was open. And that's what you got to do, put them back in the huddle and then take advantage of it.
29 yards of offense for Jacksonville so far. The Bombers' defense has played well. Just one first down for the Titans. Cobbs wants to pass. Looking long down the middle. This one is going to be short, and Sorrell's got kind of turned around. He had a chance to make an interception on that one, and he's a little upset with himself. He got kind of turned around trying to find the ball, and it's incomplete.
Almost like a little center fielder that got turned wrong on a fly ball.
Yes.
That ball was short for both the receiver and the defender. I mean, he didn't get it within 5 yards. He just didn't get enough on that throw.
It was well underthrown. So second and 10 now for the Titans with 6:06 left in this first half. Hand off and immediately hit by the defender. Played well by Mountain Home. And coming up to make that play was Xavier Ivory, the junior who really came into his own in that Nettleton game a few weeks ago. Makes the tackle here for a gain of one.
Great job of coming in from the end and, you know, making contact with him just about at the line of scrimmage, spun him down really quick. You know, Ivory's got some quick feet on him and some quick moves. He's more of one of those speed rush ends. And when you see him like that, make plays like that, it just makes you smile.
Four-man front for the Bombers. Trips to the left side for Jacksonville. Play action as Cobb steps up in the pocket. Looks long down the left side, and it's incomplete. Logan Walker almost made the over-the-shoulder catch there for the interception, but it's incomplete, and fourth down coming up.
Much better pass this time from Cobbs, and he just kind of, like, you know, overcompensated. Had a little too much on that one, and then overthrew both the defender and the receiver.
So fourth down and 9 here for the Devils. And, there's the first time. I knew it happened several times tonight for the Titans. And, again, it doesn't look like Mountain Home's going to be anybody back defensively.
No, they definitely don't trust
the punt.
These are going to be punts. Because they're not even rushing, really.
Palmer gets the kick away. It's a high, short kick. That's going to bounce at the 46 and down at the 47 of Mountain Home. A 16-yard punt. And Mountain Home will have good field position at their own 47-yard line.
How much time do we have left? I'm obscured from the scoreboard, folks.
5:15 left here in this first half. Bombers up 7-0.
Definitely want to maybe quicken up the pace here, you know, or time your drive to where you can get down and get some points right as you go into the half.
So the Bombers from their own 47-yard line. Sorrell split out wide to the left side for Mountain Home. Tied on the right side. And the handoff, this is
Bashir's.
Yeah, Bashir straight ahead, and he's going to move the pile out near the 50, just across the 50. It's a pickup of, we'll call it a 3 on first down.
Good job keeping his feet moving, keeping things going forward. You know, that's one thing, though, that I've noticed tonight. The offensive linemen and even the other backs are doing a great job of getting in there and kind of getting in that rugby scrum.
Yes.
And trying to just push that thing forward for everything that you can get.
4:27 left now in this first half. Mountain Home leading Jacksonville 7-0. And the handoff is Hershberger, hit near the line of scrimmage, keeps the legs driving. He's going to pick up 3 on that down to the 47-yard line.
And actually, Jacksonville played that really, really well, but Hershberger's just such a tough and strong kid. He was able to push those guys for about another 3 yards.
Third and about 4 here for this Mountain Home offense. 4 first downs for Mountain Home tonight, 1 so far for Jacksonville. That Bomber defense obviously playing their best game of the season so far. Third down play, and it goes to the fullback this time and straight ahead, and it's going to be
short of the
close to the first down as Bashir's takes it just inside the 44 near the 43, and this is awful close.
Well, about 4.5 yards, and you're in that no man's land territory. I'm really shocked they're going to call for a measurement here.
They're going to bring the chains out to check it. I agree, and I think we're about 0.5 yard shy here, but we'll make it official. 3:18 left in this first half. Bombers have all 3 of their timeouts left to use if they want to here on this drive before halftime. So they bring the chains in, and they'll stretch them out, and Mount Home is just a couple of inches short here. It's close.
he signaled half a yard there, about 2 foot and a half.
It wasn't quite that much, was it?
No, it's really about 5 chain links, maybe. But as I was going to say earlier, you're in this no man's land. I mean, you could punt here and try and pin them deep, but if the ball skips into the end zone, then you're only netting maybe 22, 23 yards. So, you know, you want to find out how tough your football team is. You find out right here when it's fourth and about 3 inches.
You like to think you can get that here. Let's see what the Bombers do with it here. Does Stockton keep it himself? Nope, he hands it off straight ahead. That's Gross, I believe, he's in the ball game at the fullback position. He's got the first down.
Did a great job of rolling over the pile, too, to get over. That was Bogey
who was in, yes. So he comes in and he gets the first down, moves the chains for Mountain Home.
Pope coming back in with the play here, taking it. He'll go to the fullback position, hand the play off to Stockton. You know,
down to 2:50 left in this first half.
We want to start seeing this move a little quicker.
Yes. First down from the 43 of Jacksonville. Hand off to Pope inside, and boy, there's nothing there that time. He's going to pick up maybe half a yard on him. We'll call it no gain until the 43.
Things are setting up. You're going to see either the counter come out here in a second, or you're going to try and lull him into that play. And that's when Stockton kind of boots out around by himself, and you see if you can catch him out here and see if he can beat a defender for a big gain.
Second down and about 9 here for Mountain Home, down to 2:07 left in this first half. Bombers up 7-0. And Stockton's going to keep it, trying to roll around the right end. And, boy, there's nothing there. Jacksonville played that well. It's a loss of a yard back to the 43.
Yeah, that play has not done real well for us tonight. I think earlier he got about a 3-yard carry on it. But they're doing a good job of playing the backside well. They're not over-pursuing. So they're there where they can make something happen.
Jacksonville takes the timeout. We'll break with 1:54 left in the first half. Mountain Home leading Jacksonville 7-0. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
What does an organ and tissue donor look like? Pretty much how you'd expect a donor to look. You know, with a face and elbows, maybe a belly and nose hair, a butt, and armpits. Now you're getting the picture. You see, organ and tissue donors look just like you. Noble and beautiful and extraordinary. Right now, hundreds of Arkansans are waiting for a heart, kidney, or any one of 8 donatable organs. Save 8. Donate at DonateLifeArkansas.org. Here's looking at you.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bombers looking at 3rd and about 11 here. Coming out of the break, a couple of scores pass along. Cardinals over on KTLO AM. They are trailing the Nationals 1-0 in the second. Score to pass along from the conference. Sunday and I are still shaking our heads at this one. Sylvan Hills leading West Memphis 21-0.
That's just
in the
amazing.
First half.
That's amazing, Brad, because West Memphis had been portrayed to be one of the best teams in the state, and they've really, I guess, under-delivered this season.
They have, haven't they? We'll see them on a Thursday night, the final week of the regular season, at their place. All right, 3rd and about 11 here for this Mountain Home offense with 1:54 left in the first half.
Well, they're so bunched in, I would really like to see a pass right here.
It's that misdirection play to Walker who gets tripped up, and, boy, he's been close with that a couple of times tonight. He did have that one big run down near the goal line that went for about 10. Now a timeout is going to be called, and it's Jacksonville took that one as well, didn't they? 1:44 left in this first half. Bombers up 7-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
1:44 left in this first half. Another quick score here. Jonesboro leading Pine Bluff 14-7. Bombers looking at a fourth and about six here, and they've got the offense out there. They're going to go for it here on fourth and six.
He's taking his time now. I think he's trying to get somebody to jump.
And now Mountain Home will take the timeout, and we'll see what the Bombers want to do. So we'll break with 1:44 left in the first half, 7-0 Mountain Home. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Around the clock, emergency specialists are on site at the state's only adult level 1 trauma center. We have the most qualified orthopedic doctors helping Arkansans stay active. People come from every state and more than 50 countries for expert cancer treatment. And we educate the next generation of medical professionals who will care for you and your family. We are UAMS, and we're here for a better state of health.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, fourth and six here for Mountain Home. They have the offense out there. Looked like they were trying to draw Jacksonville off sides. Now they come out of the timeout, and they go into punt formation.
Yeah. Jacksonville has one timeout left, so you definitely want to put as much field between them and the end zone as you can for this last minute and a half, 2 minutes of the half.
Exactly. So Pausch ready to punt. It's fourth and six. Good snap back, and now this rugby-style kick. Gets it away on the right side. It's going to bounce inside the 10 and out of bounds. And Pausch does a great job of getting that one deep, and it's going to be around the 7-yard line where the Titans will take over. Good job by the senior Dylan Pausch.
You know, it's kind of interesting how he goes back and forth between whatever the situation is between the traditional spiral punt and the rugby punt. In that case, the rugby punt hit and took a great bounce and then just, you know, kept them from even making a play on the ball. So they're going to have to go over 90 yards to try and score.
Looks like it's about the 8-yard line is where they've got the ball marked.
You watch, Mountain Home's loosened up the defense here because they know they're going to come out firing
Screen
the ball
left
around.
Left side, and Bashir's just missed the tackle. And the play is going to wind up at about the 15-yard line. This is going to be a pickup of about 7 on the first down pass play.
Yeah, Bashir's could have had him for little to no gain if he could have made the tackle on the first hit.
Bobo on the reception that time, so a pickup of 7, 2nd and 3 now for the Titans with 1:10 left on the first half clock. Cobbs to pass. Has time, across the middle. It's going to be complete at the 20, the 25, and near the 30-yard line. The catch made by Palmer, and a first down for the Titans there, 2nd first down of the night.
And Palmer very smartly got himself out of bounds and stopped the clock.
17-yard pass play out to the 32. So a fresh set of downs now for the Titans. They look to the sideline now. They can signal in the play with the clock stopped. Trips to the left side for Jacksonville. Bobo. Pumps once. Now he's going to step in the pocket. He wants to run. The sophomore is across the 40 and knocked out of bounds. He wisely gets out of bounds near the 44-yard line, and another first down for Jacksonville.
Titans doing a good job of just trying to work this thing, you know, hitting it 7, 8, 9, 10 yards, trying to get out of bounds, stop the clock. Still got that timeout in their pocket.
They've got more yards on this drive than they had all the first half. 36 so far on this drive. The pass is complete at the 50-yard line, and it's Bobo that makes the catch, gets out of bounds at the 45-yard line. He's going to pick up about it's going to be a first down.
Yep, Jacksonville doing a good job of just taking advantage of what Mountain Home's given, playing that pad. You know, almost a little bit of a prevent angle to this defense right now.
Ball's at the Mountain Home 45-yard line. With 43 and a half seconds left in this first half. Pass, a screen pass to the near side. This is Bobo with the catch inside the 40. Runs over a defender, but they're going to say he's out of bounds. Back at the 36-yard line. It's a pickup of about 9.
Interesting play there, you know, because he didn't look like he wanted to go out of bounds.
No, he didn't.
He just kind of stepped on it.
Second and one now for Jacksonville, down to 36.7 seconds left in this half. Bombers up 7-0. Jacksonville will receive the second half kickoff. They look to the sideline to get the play signaled in. Trips to the left side. Cobbs looking to the right side, and there's another completion to Bobo. He's out of bounds inside the 25. And a first down now for the Titans. They had just one in the entire first half until this drive, and now they've got four on this drive.
They're moving the ball really well.
They are.
And we're playing off, so we're not getting a lot of good pass rush or a good push up front. So he's got all the time in the world to make these reads and throws.
Down to 32 seconds left in the half. From the 23 of Mountain Home, Cobbs, the pass left side, is going to be complete. And very near another first down as McCade makes his first catch of the night.
Very close to breaking that one, too.
He was. Jacksonville takes a timeout as McCade did not get out of bounds, but are the officials going to move the chains? I don't, they haven't given an indication if it's a first down or not.
Have you got the chains in like two different spots here. Now they're going to say it's a first down. They're going to move the chains.
So Jacksonville will keep the timeout because they moved the chains. Play goes down to about the 12-yard line. It was an 11-yard pickup and another first down, their fifth of this drive. From the 12 with 21 seconds left in the half. Cobbs looking right, and the pass is dropped. Had an open receiver, Palmer, at about the 8-yard line. He could not hang on to it. And that stops the clock with 12.9 seconds left in the half.
You know, it's just these situations. I always call this the prevent me from winning defense because you're giving this ground up. And now that we've gotten down inside the 20, the Bombers are going to have to stiffen up and come up and make some plays instead of just trying to keep it in front of them.
We've got a flag on the far side of the field. The play was on the near side. And let's see what we have. Jacksonville's backing up. Ineligible receiver downfield. So that's going to back the Titans up 5 yards. Back to about the... Well, the ball was at the at about the 12. Their chain gang is doing a great job. They only have to go at 9 every time. We need to get the King and the Bonehammer boys down here and
get some lessons.
Get some lessons. So it's first and about 15 now for the Titans. Cobbs rolling to his right. And he's going to be hit and sacked back at the 21-yard line.
Talbert.
Yeah, Talbert gets the sack that time for Mountain Home.
Then Lee slowed him up a little bit, and then Talbert came in and laid a boom on him.
6.7 seconds left. Jacksonville uses the timeout. Bombers lead at 7-0. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
6.7 seconds left in the half. Mountain Home leading Jacksonville 7-0. The Titans with the ball at their own, at the Mountain Home 21-yard line. And, Sonny, you really don't have time for much here, do you?
No, you've got to put the ball in the end zone here because you don't have time to get up there and spike it. You could get a first down, but, boy, that'd be pushing it.
So Cobbs works out of that gun once again. Motion to the top side of the field. They'll fake the pass, the handoff, the pass right side of the end zone. Incomplete. Two defenders there. Still, the offensive receiver had a chance to make the catch. Could not haul it in, though. 0.4 seconds left. So Jacksonville gets one more shot at the end zone. That was Bobo. Couldn't hang on to that one.
one of those pass just looked dangerous on his left hand. I was trying to lean forward and see it down there. Good job, the two defenders, but boy, he almost hauled that thing in anyway.
He was over the defenders and had a chance to catch it, yep. So one more shot to the end zone for Jacksonville from the Mountain Home 21-yard line. Can this Bomber defense hold again here?
Really need to get a push and get in the backfield and cause this play to break down.
Cobbs looking left to the end zone, and this one is going to be out of the back of the end zone. It was knocked down, and the Bomber defense holds here, and Jacksonville unable to score in the first half. And Mountain Home, for the first time this season, has shut out a team in the first half. They lead 7-0 here on the road at Jacksonville tonight. And, son, I tell you what, you couldn't have asked for a much better played first half by this Mountain Home team.
No, you couldn't. You know, round two goes to the Bombers here, so you got 1-0 on the scorecard here for our boxing match. But, you know, that was a great job of stiffening on that drive at the end. You know, that really was a little bit concerning, the way we were just giving up those little 8 to 10 yard pops on every play. I mean, that was amazing. That was at minute 47, and they go down from their own end about the 15-yard line all the way down to about our 15-yard line. So a great job of stiffening up when we really needed to, turning them away. Have another great big drive coming to open the second half as Jacksonville's going to get that kickoff. But you got to be really happy going into the locker room. You should have some joyous guys in there and get in there and make some halftime adjustments. Not a lot to make on defense,
no,
but you want to see if you can open this up a little bit better on offense. I'm sure that we'd like to see a little more success in some of these plays, because we've kind of been limited, you know, on our plays that are big. We haven't had any big hitters. We need to hit a big hitter. We need to get a quick hitter up the gut, you know, and get a nice 25-30 yard gain, because they are just creeping in ever so close to the line of scrimmage.
We'll take a break. Have halftime coming up in just a moment. Mountain Home leading Jacksonville 7-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We've made it to halftime, which means the Acumen Audio Halftime Show is ready to roll. We've got stats, interviews, and scores from games around the state, all coming up on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from Soligard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched, with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's a season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Dewey & Sons Plumbing is your go-to team whether you need home repairs, new plumbing construction, or have a big emergency. Their team will be there. Dewey & Sons is a family-owned business that's been providing folks in the Twin Lakes great, reliable, affordable plumbing service for over 40 years. And they've been supporting the Bombers for 40 years, too. Call the plumber number, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, 425-4868. That's 425-4868. And go Bombers!